with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including the White House. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A sentence is handed down in the case of a deadly 2022 4th of July parade shooting.
The suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 mass shooting at an Independence Day parade that left seven people dead has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was sentenced after relatives of those killed in the shooting and other survivors gave emotional testimony. Robert E. Crema III pleaded guilty to the shooting last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. Authorities say the 24-year-old fired into crowds at the parade from a rooftop. Dozens were wounded in the shooting in a suburb north of Chicago. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Russia attacked Kyiv with an hours-long barrage of missiles and drones, killing at least 12 people and wounding around 90. It was Russia's deadliest assault on the Ukrainian capital since last July, and it occurred just as peace efforts are coming to a head. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 486 points. The Nasdaq rose 458. This is SRN News. The battle over assisted suicide continues in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news on anti-Semitism. The number of attacks and other incidents around the world declined slightly last year from a peak reached immediately after Hamas launched its attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. That's according to an annual report from Tel Aviv University. However, the researchers say the number of attacks in 2024 was still significantly higher than in 2022. This is SRN News. More than two dozen illegal immigrant gang members in New York City are facing federal charges.
Mayor Eric Adams and Border Czar Tom Homan say 29 people connected to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua face an array of charges, including racketeering, weapons, and sex trafficking. Mayor Adams says the city has been looking into gang activities since the illegal immigrant attack on NYPD officers in Times Square last year.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Cam Ward has gone from zero-star recruit to number one pick in the NFL draft. The Tennessee Titans selected the Miami quarterback first overall on Thursday night. A process that began with the Titans exploring their options shifted a few weeks ago when it became clear Ward would be their man. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made the announcement. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.